The Trash Torch Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com, the 2015 Basher Cash and Smash It Demolition Derby, Fort Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National, Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com, and Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Crash Course Podcast. Here we are live. FingerLakes1.com studios. Going to recap the Kings of Old School Demolition Derby. Talk a little bit about that. Catch up with the overall winner, Jonathan Furr, in just a few minutes. Also going to be talking with Sam Williams on the backside. Going to have some pretty neat conversation with him. We were fortunate enough that Sam was willing to tip his hand a little bit and tell us what he's got going on, and he actually made a point to say that he didn't want to announce it Saturday. You know, the Kings of Old School, making sure that Josh Decker was able to basically keep all the focus on the Kings of Old School show and not overshadow him. So I thought that was kind of cool. And Josh is joining us here in studio. We also got Brian here, Ben's here, and Brett Ray here making the trip up as well. Kings of Old School, what a show that ended up being. We were online for just about 12 straight hours, which was
thank you
remarkable. Which now ranks number 2, second to Owenton. Remarkable turnout. The show, I think, really pretty effectively put the Northeast as a little bit bigger dot in the Derby landscape. When you look at things, some remarkable driving that was done. Danny Godfrey putting on a clinic. Eric Remington also doing some pretty serious driving. We had Brandon Tyson in town, Sam Bandow, Jesse Keel coming in from Minnesota. We had Missouri represented in
Wagner.
Josh Wagner. We had tons of Canadian cars. And the Canadians brought a unique element as we were on the air in a number of households in Great Britain.
Awesome. Cool.
As they were watching out there.
Very cool.
And the service men and women, again, weighing in pretty strong. We had Brazil represented, Russia.
Yes,
and
dude.
That was
oh
pretty
God,
neat.
God, we're getting nasty. Well, yeah, that's that's awesome.
It was pretty cool getting the notes and everything from everybody. And I lost track of how many states. I know at last count we were being they were checking in on the Northeast, and I think we're up to about 20 states in my last count. And I think all of the provinces in Canada were watching. That's pretty neat as well. So it was. I'm glad everybody enjoyed it, and it was. It was an enjoyable night for sure. Pat Osmond coming home with second place. The truck feature was fantastic. Those high top Ford vans were insane to watch. They had brought
so
much
dangerous
mass.
I was just cringing, like, just get this over with, you know.
I'm just glad that they were running on about 4 cylinders. They were putt cranking down through there, and I says, oh boy. I talked to Mark, you know, the next day, and he says it was a blessing.
Yeah. They were running pretty good because they sent that Suburban up over the block.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard that was about 5 foot shorter.
Yeah.
I know they got both the bumpers knocked off them 250s or whatever they were.
Yeah. Yep.
I says they get sideways, they ain't never gonna get straightened out on that track. You get people, you know, it's people are saying that the track was too small. You know, there were several people making comments, but I'm here to tell you there ain't a driver that saying they ain't sore. Can you imagine if the track was a lot longer? You know?
Oh, yeah.
People were getting junked.
Godfrey was definitely doing it Whitney Point style.
Oh, yeah.
Packing it in the corner.
Mike Kristak drove the wheels off from it. I mean,
awesome.
Brian Godfrey, Jesse. I mean, how long has it been since Jesse's ran? 5, 6 years, 7 mm-hmm. years? Mm-hmm. Come out of retirement for Kings of Old School. I mean, he's a true old school guy and
drove it right down the fourth,
and then he wins the slider drive shaft.
Yeah, Jesse had a stock drive shaft all the way down to fourth place. For all those guys that said they wouldn't have lasted, Jesse got fourth place.
And that didn't even beat him. The dry shaft didn't beat him.
And the drive right.
And again, we gotta say, you know, obviously thank you for the slider, you know,
I had so many guys. I put it by the trophy section. I had guys coming over to me like, holy cow, that is the biggest. Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it.
Dude, that's the biggest slider. I mean, how do you put it? I had a couple guys say to me, how do you put it in by yourself? It's like, no, you need two people. One person holds, one person puts the bolts in. They're huge.
Yeah.
2-year warranty, you know, and that was really cool. Jesse was pumped to win that, and I thought that was neat too.
We got Jonathan Furr joining us here. Congratulations, man, on your win. That was a heck of a showdown there.
Yeah, I appreciate it, buddy.
Tell us a little bit about the run. We saw you in Brookville here a couple weeks back, and you said that you were trying to get something together for Kings of Old School, and sure enough, it was worth the effort.
Yeah, it paid off pretty good. I didn't have that good of luck in Brookville, which making a feature made me happy, but lost a tail housing. Mm-hmm. I broke in Brookville, and just kind of had some bad luck there. But I changed out my transmissions and stuff. I quit running what I was running and brought a little different setup to Kings of Old School. And it seemed to work out pretty good for me.
You, Jonathan, you must have a bunch of guys down there jealous, because how many people in North Carolina accomplish what you've accomplished? I mean, you know, there's no doubt that you're a force to be reckoned with, and you went to Pennsylvania and got in the feature, and Kings of Old School in the state of New York. I mean, there was definitely some competition there. I mean, it was no joke, and you got to have some guys down in Carolinas that ain't accomplished what you have.
They are. They're talking all sorts of shit.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even seen it.
I'd like to, you know, they thought it was – Jonathan made it kind of really not look easy, but I mean they
oh, he's a bagger.
he was money. There's a lot of people money.
He's from the south. He's from the south. He's slow drivers.
Jonathan, that's not me. I'm not a bagger.
But I invite any of them guys to come up and try to do what he did.
Absolutely,
I mean, was, hands down.
It was about staying clean, good driving. Yes, John absolutely. Did really great.
Out of towner.
And yeah. he always I kind of bust his ball sometimes, because he'll say, like, I'm a nobody, I'm just a young guy. And I've been saying every time I go to a derby, it's like, I know you're going to be there at the end. Yep. You know, and John did so great. Yep. And it was awesome to see you win, man. It really was.
I appreciate that, buddy. No, I've called a little bit of shit from just a select few. I'm not going to call any names, but there's just a select few guys down here in Carolina that hadn't really had much to say to me for the past few years anyway.
Well, you know what they say, if they're either A, intimidated, or B, jealous about you, they'll be talking about you.
Just
right, right. Well, I mean, I call a lot of support as well. Even some from guys down here I've ran against for years have really supported me. And, I mean, guys that don't even like me has gave me a lot of support for that show.
But you're showing, I mean, for those guys, you're representing the South, and to come and represent, you know, that's what I loved about this derby, because we were able to show everybody in the whole country what our area was about. And you went and represented the South and kicked some butt, John. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, you bagged a little bit sometimes. Hey, that's
– But I mean,
hey,
that's the thing. Is
we that, also drove great.
And that sort of show, I mean, you have to. There's no way – I mean, and Brett's, you know, not going to like this, but I've watched Brett Relier win 50 features, and you can't – 99% of the time, you can't go out and drive like a ladle head, to quote Ben, yep. and win the feature. It's not going to happen. No. You've got to go out and drive smart. You got to pick your shots. And you know what? I was right in the middle. I was next to Fur as we were backing up, grinding
inside.
Brian,
Rick Clark.
Brian was money driving too all night.
Absolutely.
Brian was bagging like,
There's no doubt. It's all on how bad you want to win something.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's all how bad you know, if you want to win it that bad, you know, if you're at a bowling match, they don't talk about how fast you throw the damn ball down the you know, they talk about how many strikes you got or how well you win. Now there's people, look at Eric Remington. I mean, me and Josh, we went through $1,800 given to drivers just because hard hitters. I mean, there's guys that put on the show, and I'm here to tell you right now, hats off, Danny Godfrey, Brian Godfrey. I mean, I can't even list them all. There was one heat, we give everybody in the heat money.
Yeah.
Yes. It's different calibers. I mean, Jared Stan, if he can get a – somebody's in trouble. I mean, he's coming. And everybody has their breaks of the game. I mean, if you're sitting there broadside, you know, Mike Klinger, he ain't afraid to stand on it.
God, he drove good, man. His heat was awesome to watch. Him and Dowd duking it out.
Everybody has their difference in opinions, and if you don't want a sandbagger to win, I suggest you to go get him.
Yeah. That's what I've said for years. You know, when I've heard people bitch about Brett over the years, I said, hey, he's in the double zero. Go do what you got
to
do.
We're not hard to
he's
find.
Not, yeah, he's
and,
not
these guys, and these guys are pretty respectful, too, to the officials. I mean, when we came out it didn't really get stopped that much, but when they got addressed, said, guys, you got to turn it up. They turn it up. I mean,
every time,
and mainly they understand that the crowd's here to watch a show. Right. Also, it's a fine line where you know you're driving easy to win the money, but also we got to make the crowd happy.
And you don't want to be embarrassed. I mean, when an official comes out, and I did it to Donnie Hartzell, and I love Donnie Hartzell. Yeah, I went out there, and I busted his balls, and he got mad at me. Like, he's like, you know, said something nice. But he, you know, he's like, get out of here. And but he's right. You're kind of getting embarrassed where it's like, well, wait a minute. I don't want the crowd. Yeah. Okay, now I'm obviously being watched, and now it's time to step it up. And we really didn't truly have true baggers.
No.
There wasn't a heat.
They were getting jumped.
Yeah, there wasn't a heat where there was a true
bagger.
But
there was definitely some guys that were out there straight up to get her done, and there were some guys that were out trying to save their car for the feature, and it was what it is. I'm personally extremely proud of every driver that was out there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Made for a great show.
Absolutely. John, how tough was that feature to get through?
The feature, you had to stay with it. You had to keep your car all the way from the wall, and you couldn't get turned sideways. That track, you know, I mean, obviously everybody watched it. That track was way too small for me. I was way out of my comfort zone. And
now, Jonathan, the next morning I seen you before you were heading out of town, you were talking, you were a little sore, no?
Yeah, I was a little beat up, banged up, but not bad.
So what did you do on a big track?
I kind of run my cage down low, and they kind of got a beating, but... No, I felt pretty good. I mean, like I said, I was happy with the way everything went down. But that feature was definitely it was definitely mind blowing. I couldn't believe I even made it to the feature, and then for me to win it just blows my mind. There's a lot of good drivers there. Some guys that I consider a lot better than me. There's a lot of good cars there as well. I just can't believe I made it as far as I did. Back to that bagging thing. People give me shit about it, but. I didn't want to drive 12 hours just to stand on it and nose my car up in 3 hits.
John, you're absolutely right. You don't have to explain that to nobody, man. You went home with the money.
You went home with fantastic. A checkered flag and the big money,
and no one will forget it.
There's a time, I mean, you know, I've gotten lucky and won a couple derbies, but I'm also telling you that I've put a punishment on a couple guys. And there's probably a couple
is that true,
guys
Josh Tucker?
Out there that... That
says, yeah, I'll attest to that.
That says that the hardest they ever been hit was by me. Well, if I'm not mad, or if they don't hit a certain somebody that's on the track that makes me mad, or we straight up got a grudge match, I usually drive pretty lightly. So if you want to see me stand on it, you know. I guess track me or track my wife.
But you know, it was also about keeping calm because I can name 50 drivers throughout the day that were driving calm, and something pissed them off, and they just started sending it. And it happened a lot of times. Yeah. But then there were guys that kept their calm. Like
Brian, I watched Brian. I couldn't believe how relaxed he was. He was sitting in his recliner.
It's a shifter. I'm telling you, that shifter makes you so
that was
chill.
Awesome.
Them cable shifters. I'm telling anyone that has. I watched Brian, dude. You were like Jesse Howe. You drove with your back shoulders how you drive. And then Rick Clark was another one. His patience is unbelievable. Yep. Rick Clark drove into the corner, out, and he was never bagging.
No.
But he drove so smart, dude.
He would get on it when he had to.
Yes.
Yep. Sunday, we got home kind of late Sunday or early Sunday morning, however you look at it. And I got a shirt for making it to the feature. And I sat down because I talked to Brett last week. And I said, Brett, you know, who do you think's got a chance? And he started going through the names. And I was like, all right, I've heard enough. Just stop. So I sit down and I start looking at the shirt. And I'm like, dude, that class was
awesome.
It was just. Mm-hmm. It was nasty.
Dude, every heat that pulled out, the names, I was with Ben. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy and this guy. And then we were watching guys pick battles, Dowd and Klinger.
Oh.
Dowd and Klinger's
you
battle.
You see that? You see, I don't, that was kind of a weird episode. I mean, Mike is one of the, me and Mike's derbied, and he is a bad dude.
Yes,
I mean,
he is.
When you start derbying him, I'm here to tell you right now, you need to buckle up because he's coming. And he won't stop until you or him are junk.
Right.
Well, he got into Pat Osmond, and then he got into the Black Cadillac, and then he got into Dowd. And so now all these guys are like, after him, were. I guess in theory they were all hitting them at the same time, but not because they were teaming.
Not together.
I mean,
right,
they weren't even
right.
from the same area.
Right.
I mean, they were totally. Right. They, it wasn't even. But it looked bad. You know what I mean? And it had to stop.
Yeah.
But Mike's such a badass that he's taken like 3 of them on because he started a battle with 3 of them. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as that he got done, I walked up to him. I go, man, you are a real badass. And he looked at me and he goes, I got real sick of that fast. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. That's a good answer.
We after our heat was over, I was watching Danny Godfrey, and Danny was driving people. Oh. I mean, I knew I was driving pretty hard in the heat. I knew what was going on. But there was a couple times where I kind of got in, you know, in a group of people. I'm like, all right, just, you know, nobody can track me here. And kind of sat there for a minute and, you know, took it easy.
Sandbagging.
Absolutely. And it got over, and Danny was driving them. So I went over and I shook his hand. I said, hey, not bad for a couple old guys. And we both laughed. So it was just awesome. I mean, I shook hands with a bunch of guys, and it was.
Dude, I'm here to tell you the picture of him hitting Jim Mean.
Oh,
at one time.
That is awesome.
Christy King.
All four tires off the ground.
Christy King took that picture.
His ass is up on in the window.
Oh, yeah.
He's up, I mean, just right up. Yeah. Buckled right
I
up.
Felt yeah. So yeah. I felt so bad for Jim. I mean,
He got mad at us.
Yeah, he did.
Because he didn't want to get taken out of the car.
Yes. He wanted us to shut him off, but safety reasons.
Well, there was, I guess, also, I guess the red flag was close to being, it was waving when Danny,
he was
under
waved.
Motion. And I felt very bad. Mans are the greatest people,
yes,
and
are.
I believe they support the show unbelievable. They put on derbies. They've been to Cuba. They help support it. Mm-hmm. Greatest. I mean, the greatest sportsmen you'll ever meet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad that he wasn't in the feature, and
I did too, because he was so. When we called him and pulled him out of the car, then that was the end of the heat.
Yeah.
That was a shitty feeling. It was a shitty feeling.
I know that it's wrong, but I didn't want that car in a feature.
No.
I mean, it wasn't safe.
As soon as it ended, Jim Mann looked right at me. Mark said, no, you're done. Get out. He looked right at me and he goes, Josh, please come on. And I look, and I'm like him. I'll be in there till the end. And he has such heart. I didn't want to take him out.
Well, we also didn't want him hurt.
Aaron Kasiah looked right at me. He's like, absolutely not. Then Ben walked right over to me. He goes, Josh, please. And then Mark looks right at me and says, he's not dying out here, dude. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
I didn't personally see the car, but I heard it was bad.
I could reach in literally from the passenger side back wheel. I could reach in like just within, just like this, unobstructed, and touch the fuel cell.
Oh, it was. If Danny come again,
Danny was coming.
If Danny came again, which he was.
It would have.
He was in the zone. I've seen.
I went out on the track, and I says, Dan, what the? I mean, this is not acceptable. What he goes? What are you talking about? He goes, there wasn't. I says, Dan, that red flag was. He says, I'm telling you. He says, the red flag wasn't going. I was
bullshit. Ben and Eric Kasiah were all waving our hands to stop before that. Before he hit the made that, we were all standing there.
Maybe he thought you were fans cheering him out.
No. We were waving them off.
He was zoned.
Right through it.
I mean, he was zoned. And I don't believe it was intentional. Not even a little bit. I don't believe it was any way, shape, or form. Not saying it's acceptable, but I do not believe it was intentional. But
I agree with that.
I do know when you're in the zone like that, it's.
But you can't
do that. You got to pull a dump truck out in front.
Well, it was like when Eric Remington got hit in the driver door. Like he, Edmund probably should have hit the brakes or slammed in reverse or something. But again, he got in the zone and it cost him.
Let off the gas.
Yeah. You got to. Yeah. You got to know when to.
Also on the other hand, we all get in the zone, and you believe in your heart that you're not on the door.
When you're
75, 80, 85, 90% of just a corner of your bumper. Hit some in your mind. You're adamant that you did not hit the door. Mm-hmm. You get upset and discouraged. Mm-hmm. There's I don't know how many times I've been down, pissed off, screaming and hollering because in my mind I was right. And then I go and watch the DVD and I'm like, I shouldn't have acted like that.
Well, that happened in my heat. I mean, second heat in. I kind of took the shortcut on hooking my steering column up, and Ben said, "Hey, I'd put a chain around that," and I didn't.
Come on.
I learned, and so second hit, I'm driving with the steering wheel down like this, and Chris said the guy's name. He was from up the Potsdam, driving one of the red and white cars.
Joey Foster and Dusty Green.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was.
It was Dusty Green. He was doing the exact same thing.
But
he was in the car that had a funny window. I think it was a Malibu.
It was a Pontiac.
But I was headed for his driver's side rear tire, and I got almost to him and hit a bump, and it kind of went, and I hit him like right behind the door handle on the driver's door, and I felt bad. And the first thing I did when I got out of the car, because we ended next to each other,
yeah, that was Dusty Green.
I went over and I'm like, dude, I am so sorry. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. And I apologize. We started pulling off the track together, and I think Brett was in front of us doing something, and so we shut our cars out, and I apologize. I'm like, dude, I'm just so – and I
if
am.
If I could touch on terrible. That, I saw so much great sportsmanship.
Yes.
I saw a bunch of guys do similar things like that, and with no, no one had to say nothing. They just got out of their car and went to that person. There was a couple times during a red flag, somebody got out and shook hands and then got back in just to say, "I'm sorry, I did not mean that."
Well, I was during the one red flag. Mike Decker goes, "Hey," he goes, "you two don't hit that boy again because you know Mike Beard from this." And I'm like, but he didn't get close enough. I said, all right, no problem. Well, then you guys, you waved it. And then Mike came over and gave me the checkered flag to say I was in the, and my steering wheel's down here. I said, "Mike, I ain't got no steering." And he went, "Oh, okay." And then after it comes up, he's like, "I didn't mean to yell at you." He's like, "I didn't know you couldn't steer at that point." I'm like, "Oh, that's so cool." You know,
Mike does the best.
He was really awesome.
Mike was great.
He was great.
I had a lot of compliments on him.
Oh, he was Mike. Great. Mike did a great job.
I had a very good time with him.
He's a good dude.
Jonathan
he's got
was
so much heart. Yeah.
Was it worth a trip? I mean, would you come back? What would you? I mean, I realize you really don't care for the size of the track, but no matter how you look at it, it's a driving track. You got to be on your game, and stuff was getting junked. I mean, was it worth a trip, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think I'll be back. And like I said, that's one thing you was talking about sportsmanship. I got to say, out of the whole weekend, that's the best thing I've seen. I mean, everybody. I mean, you know, there was a select couple guys that got pissed off, but. For the most part, everybody was good to go. You know, shaking your hands, telling you a good job. You know, just the sportsmanship's unreal up there. And that's the first time I've ever derbyed in New York. And it just seems like some of the best guys I've ever met is from there.
Thank you.
Hey Jonathan, what's next on deck for you?
What's that now?
Where are you headed next? What's your next derby?
I was actually just planning on taking a break until some of the comments and stuff after Kingdom Old School.
I guess I missed it. I'll have to see what you're talking about. My phone's been dead since Friday, and every time I turn it on, you know, my battery goes dead. Anybody that I'm missing on Facebook, I promise you I'll get back.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's overwhelming.
Anything that I'm missing, I apologize. It will get resolved, you know, immediately with the next. Not only I'm neglecting Facebook and people and comments, which is not acceptable. We're going to deal with it. But now my job is getting neglected, and I don't want to be getting fired. And,
boss was yelling at me today.
It'd be hard for you to get fired, Brad.
Well, I wasn't getting yelling today. I mean, I guess it's possible, but
you're the boss.
No matter how you look at it, it's not good when you neglect your job for a couple of days.
It's not.
I got to get back in rhythm, and I'll check it out, Jonathan. I don't know how you can tag me in it or whatever, but it's kind of interesting.
I mean, I don't want to cause a big stink about it. To be honest with you. I mean, there's actually a little small show here in Rowan County, North Carolina. James Sisko is putting it on.
Yep.
It's more of a stock build show. Actually, his dad ran Kings of Old School.
Yeah, we had Butch on for quite a while, talking with him a little bit about it.
I wanted to meet him so bad, and I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, he's awesome.
His first car was a 68 Fury.
Oh, I wanted to meet him so bad, and I didn't get a chance to.
Nice.
Yeah, them guys are great guys. And he's going to do a little show here local, probably 20 minutes from my house. I think I'll ride and try to support his show a little.
Nice.
And you know, after that, I'll probably just take a break until the show. There's a show in Shelby, Cleveland County down here, about 3 hours from me, and it gets pretty rough. There's a lot of grudge matches going on. There's just a lot of guys out there really trying to kill each other.
I was hoping to see a Keystone Nationals here at the end of the month. Any odds on that?
I doubt I'll make that show. Traveling out of town it gets so damn expensive for me, and then plus I got a family now. You know, I had a little girl; she's 4 months old now. So, for me to take off out of town, it's just hard for me, because I can't drag her along. You know, so I try to pick just a couple shows, and I'll try to travel out of town just a couple times a year.
If I can,
I've actually had several guys invite me to be a teammate. You know, for that next Kings Old School show coming up.
I bet.
There's nothing wrong with being intimidated, Jonathan. I mean, you can just call a spade a spade if it's scaring you, Sam. I mean, I don't.
I didn't want to take it that far, but I mean, I guess.
Jonathan, if you want, I can find out the next time Brett's going to be on the track and you come up and surprise him. I mean, it's, you know, it's fair is fair, right, buddy?
Well, just so everybody knows, I've been trying to get him on the track in Carolina for the past 2 years, and for some reason I can't get him to make, you know, he's got more trucks than anybody in New York, so I don't understand why he can't travel down here. You know, he's got car haulers. He can haul fucking 15 cars at a time. I don't understand why he can't make a trip to Carolina.
And he's only got 30 cars in his backyard to turn into derby cars.
Right, right. The problem is I would build him a car. You know, I'd have him one ready to run. He could just bring his helmet. But for some reason, the Carolina guys just, they must do something for him because he won't show up.
Scared. Wow. He's scared himself. He's getting old.
I know how you run. I don't want him to get run over.
Wow. That's bad.
But anyways, Jonathan, it was very appreciative, very thankful you making the trip, very, very excited to see you win it.
Yeah, it was good to see you win, Jonathan. I was happy for you.
Very, you know, don't get me wrong, I think the world of Pat Osmond. It wouldn't hurt my feeling. Well, you can't stop naming. I mean, no. Everybody.
You know what?
There's nobody there you could have counted out. But Pat, no. I mean, Pat's one of the greatest guys. And there was a, you know.
I think, and if I'm wrong, you guys can correct me, but I think most of the guys from our area, in our area being our derby area, was hoping Jesse Howe was going to win.
Oh, Jesse.
Don't know the support he had. Yeah. I mean,
I think everybody. And yeah. the thing was, is, you know, I mentioned it when I was coming up through with my son and we were looking at cars and I saw Richie. So I went over and talked to Richie and I said, Jess, how you doing? And Jesse looks good. He looks really good. And, you know, he was climbing in the car and I shook his hand and he said, Rich, turn this idle up for me a little bit. And he turned it up. And I thought he was just taking it through inspection. And Jesse or Richie started talking with Jesse's wife. And Richie goes, you know what? He told me he feels good today. He doesn't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So he's going to run today.
Damn right.
And I said, Jesse's going to run? Richie goes, yeah, he's running my car.
Jesse's been going through some hard times.
And I'll tell you what. Richie told me that. And it about brought me to tears. I choked up. And I was just, it was so awesome. Because everywhere Jesse Howe goes. I have never been to a show where Jesse Howe ran in where he wasn't there at the end. I have never seen Jesse Howe. I have never seen Jesse Howe get run over. Never. And
he's run me over.
And
he's run me over.
To know that he was going to be there. And then at the end of the show, you know, Jesse was upset with some stuff, and I waited. And I went over. I shook his hand. And I said, Jesse, it was an honor to be on the track with you. And he thanked me. He said, Matt, I was looking for you. And at the end of the night, we went up, and I was saying bye to Chris and got my stuff from Terry. And Zach and I were walking out, and Zach's walking with me, and Jesse was standing at the door, and he looked at me and smiled. He said, I was looking for you out there, because we were near each other a few times. I shook his hand. I said, Jesse, it was an honor. And I choked up then. And he goes, well, I don't know if we'll be able to do it again. And I was a mess, and I'm walking down the stairs with my kid, and I don't want my – but, I mean, it was great.
I mean,
it was an honor.
Richie's a little light on cars, and last week, you know, Jesse had – stuff going on and he says, man, after my treatment, you know, we'll see how I feel. I might be able to run. And I said, Jesse, because when I first started my towing business, you know, not that money's not tight now, but I'm telling you right now, it was scary bad, like trying to get fuel money to work, and the rear end broke, and Jesse's 10 below zero out in the ground trying, and I still feel to this day that I owe him. And the comment was made that he might want to run, and I got 2 74 Grand Furies that motors, trainees, 456 gear. I mean, it's a Mopar. I know the GM guys are not a Mopar fan, but it's, I mean, within a day of being built, and I says, Jesse, if you want to run, you can take anything I own and run it. And Jesse and Richie's like, you know, he's going to run my Newport. I says, Rich, you don't know if he's going to be able to run with you again. I says, just take my Grand Fury, right. Give it to Jesse, right. Let him wreck it. Mm. I don't even care for what he's done for me.
Right. What's a few bucks?
It don't matter because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Richie says, nope, I'm going to help him. He wants to run. I want to do whatever it takes. Man. And it was – I'm on the forklift, and I'm looking, and my boy's, you know, falling asleep. It's getting late, and I'm like – Jeremy was on the, you know, helped me pull cars off, and I says, is Jesse still running? Yep, he's still going. Yeah. He's still going. I'm like, man – He might pull this off.
We were having the same conversation.
And I knew Jonathan was running good. I knew Pat was running good. And unfortunately, the breaks of the games, you know, the ending wasn't quite the way that I would like to see. I was very glad to see that everybody, for the most part, was happy. But I was glad to see Jesse got right to the end. I mean, there's no doubt.
It was an honor for us to let him come to our show. I mean, just like... You know, that was something I will never forget. It was like, you know, cool.
When you get some guys, I mean, is there guys down your way, Jonathan, that you've seen run 20 years ago that, you know, I mean, I realize you're only 20, but there are guys that just take it to the next level that you have the utmost respect that you would you know, enjoy seeing run?
Oh, yeah, there's several guys in Carolina. I mean, I don't even know where to start naming. Actually, I mean, I brought one guy with me that I really, really like watching to drive. I mean, he's a bagger. He drives a lot like I do, but he's always there at the end, and no matter what you do, you just can't never get to him. And he actually came up and ran y'all's show, but Godfrey rolled him over on his top pretty quick, and I think he had carb issues and stuff. But
I don't know about him being a bagger, because about two hits in, he went by me, and his front end was already bent up in the air.
Yeah, he was an executioner.
He was driving people.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Because
there's definitely guys that that I respect down here. You know, Joseph Davis, JoJo. Yep. You know, he's one to really watch out for down here. He's one that'll always be at the end, and he's not a bagger. He'll hit you at 100 mile an hour every time, and he's going to be there at the end. And I got a lot of respect for him. Like I said, there's just several guys down here in Carolina that you just got to respect the way they drive. But I tell you, I met a lot of guys in New York that I earned a lot of respect for as well. Jesse Howell's one of them. That's actually the first time I've met Jesse. He just seemed like a real nice guy. And, you know, I've been knowing Richie for a while, and anybody that's a friend of Richie's is a friend of mine. But like I said, I did not know Jesse had that in him. I knew he was having trouble and stuff, and Richie was telling me about some of it. And I didn't even know he was there to run until we pulled out on the feature, you know, pulled out for the feature. And I tell you what, he really surprised me. He's a good driver.
He sat so relaxed. Yeah, he always does, yeah, but yeah. He sat so far back, you know. He just sits back like this.
Yeah. He does get to have a temper. I mean, our hometown show, there was a time he got hit in the driver's door and the derby's still going on. He climbs through the windshield,
yep.
Start,
and he punches the other guy in the mouth through the helmet while the guy's backing up.
Yep.
I got it on
tape.
That's the truth.
We were there.
He got mad, and I'm telling you right now, he was hit. About 2 seconds. I mean, the derby was 20 minutes long, and it was insane. Wide open, get her done, and he got hit in the door, and just as quick as he got hit, he was through the windshield, over his hood, over the other guy's hood, through his windshield. I seen Pete Hansen do that one time, and I'm like, there's cars going by, I'm hitting the cars, they're trying to bounce on the hood. I'm like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that was a scary thought with Mark falling down.
Oh, my God.
I was up with Chris. I saw Chris jump up, and the look on his face, I'm like, what's wrong? He's like,
I tell you right now, don't think fat people can't run. Because just as fast as he was down, he was up.
Oh, he jumped. He was like jumping. You could see him like scraping with his hands.
He had
mud
coming off his boots. He was going so fast.
Poor Mark. He did a great job, too. Mark had so much stuff going on, and he was very high. There was a lot of pressure on him. He had a lot of heart. He had calls that I didn't even want to touch. He's like, well, what do you think? It's like, no. That's your job, because there were some very tough calls.
If it wasn't for our inspectors, every single one of them.
They were fantastic.
Ben, David.
Mike Fiduchek.
Yep.
Mike Decker.
David Day.
David Day was awesome. Aaron Kasaya worked his butt off. Aaron Bunce
Aaron sponsored the show. Yeah. Aaron worked his rear off. Yep. He did all the compacts. I mean, I called him today and I said, Aaron, I got to give you hats off. I much appreciated the hard work. I mean, if it wasn't for our inspectors, and even though we were running close on time, you know, we started roughly an hour late. I don't think that was bad for 200 cars.
No.
And I think the pull-off time was fast.
It was great.
How long do you think, Chris? 10 minutes? 8 minutes? 10 minutes? 12 minutes?
I don't really know.
I mean, it wasn't 40 minutes.
There were some
heats
that were real fast. There were some heats we got off like awesome.
Well, what really messed us up is at the end how bad they were jammed in to get it open,
right,
to get it out, because when there were six or seven of them at the end, you had to straighten all them out before you could start pushing, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm not going to lie, though. I wish you had the Minnesota rule where if you get hung on a wall, you get pushed back in. But
heck no.
I know.
That's Broome County. I know. You know, everyone asks about, like, tricks of the track, and I kept saying to everyone all year long, stay away from the wall, stay away from the wall. Yep. And I said some of the best names out there are going to get hung up. You and Rick Clark at the same second. It was like, no, guys, no. You guys are looking at each other.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like, no way.
I'll tell you what. You told me a bunch of times about that track, and then when I went out for, I can't remember what it was, but Brett was out there. I said, well, what's the secret to this track? He said, you see that wall? And I said, yeah. He goes, you get over there, they're going to break your axles. I said, you see that dip? I said, yeah. He goes, you get in there, you're not coming out. He goes, you get down on that end by that wall. He goes, bad things are going to happen. All right, I'm good to that.
You see what happened? I got down quick. During the heat with the Klinger or Mike Klinger and Tommy Dowd.
Yeah.
The only time I did it, I says to Josh DeBevick, I says, lift me up on my forks. I said, I want to get a better view. I'm up there. I'm 20 feet, 25 feet from the track. Here comes Pat pushing Mike. Mike pushing Tommy. Tommy goes over the wall like damn airplane. Hits a forklift. I'm 30 feet in the air swinging over from like a damn monkey.
I missed that.
Yeah, that wasn't happening again. I says, let me down.
It's too bad, Christian. Well, the worst part was
is Josh that lifted me up there. He was kneeling on the tire. Well, he got thrown right off the damn forklift. Laying on the ground. Oh, and I says, we got to get out of here. This ain't good.
Hey, don't feel bad. I was watching the heat with Josh and Ben, and they started piling up on the blocks. So we all started going backwards. Pete Hansen had left his bucket behind us for the skid steer. And all of a sudden, I'm in midair. Then all of a sudden, I'm bouncing off a bucket, and I'm like, what the hell?
Brian was on the ground.
And I didn't even look around.
Man down.
I didn't even look around because I knew there was 1,000 people behind me pointing and laughing. So I just got up and acted like nothing happened. They're like, you all right? And I'm like, yep, good, fine. Stood there and kind of moved stuff to make sure nothing was broken.
During that 80s class, Ben says to me, hey, put your bucket up against that barrier. He says, this is going to get wild. I'm in the back while I pull him against it. Oh, Townsend hit that damn concrete, and he about made me bounce my head off the windshield.
I saw the jar of it. I mean,
and I was on the other side of the barrier.
That backhoe absorbed it. I mean,
that,
it was like,
if that backhoe hadn't been there,
they would have been in the crowd. Hands down.
Jonathan, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. We got to get Sam Williams in here in just a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple guys real quick.
Yep.
Pat Osmond, first off, very, very stand-up guy. You know, we kind of had a little bit of disagreement there at the very end of the show, but and whatever the case may be, he's still a jam-up guy. No bad words against Pat Osmond.
Yep.
And Rick Clark as well. Rick Clark really pulls his weight, and obviously he's an animal behind the wheel, but as far as helping you out in the pits, he'll do anything he can. You know, anything he has, you're more than welcome to use, even if he's going to derby against you.
He's a great dude.
Absolutely.
You know, I just wanted to give a shout out to them two guys. I appreciate everything, fellas, and it was my pleasure.
Well, congratulations, man, on the win, and look forward to running into you again here real soon this year.
Well, good luck down there, Jonathan, this year. Hopefully you have a good year and you don't get too much talk bad about you and everything's good. I want to take it to heart. You know, you did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that, fellas.
Thanks, John. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks.
See you next time. There goes Jonathan Fuhr, winner of the Old School Division at Kings of Old School. We got to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com, the 2015 Bash for Cash and Smash It Demolition Derby, Fort Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National. The Crash Course would like to thank DerbyParts.com. An industry leader in aftermarket parts, DerbyParts.com has become the go-to source for builders looking to make one stop for all their derby needs. A proud partner of the Reckless Warrior Series and a title sponsor at the Bash for Cash, DerbyParts.com offers products from the top manufacturers in the industry, including fellow Reckless Warriors partners Brian Muir and Big Rock Derby Products, and performance aftermarket standouts MSD, Edelbrock, Schoenfeld, and Samson Tires. Inventory includes cradles, ultra bells, sliders, flex plates, pedal kits, mounts, fans, radiators, adapters, tanks, and much, much more. DerbyParts.com truly offers one-stop shopping for builders ready to perform at any level. Go online and check them out from bumper to bumper. You can find it on DerbyParts.com. Are you good enough to be recognized as a Reckless Warrior? Bo Lockwood Motorsports' 2015 Demolition Derby schedule will now be combined into the Reckless Warrior Tour, designed to give rewards and recognition to drivers that support Bo Lockwood Motorsports. The schedule starts at the 5,000 to Win Superstock Championships May 9th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville, Pennsylvania. The tour then goes to the Keystone Nationals, which has moved to the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds June 27th. The Jefferson County Fair Championships follows, with the Limited World Cars back in the limelight as they chase a $3,000 payday in Brookville, with the Reckoning 2 following on August 1st at the Clarion County Fairgrounds in Clarion, Pennsylvania. The series finishes with the final encounter September 4th and 5th at the Stoneboro County Fair. In all, there is more than $75,000 in prize money available among the six shows and features some of the largest purses in the Keystone State. Drivers will earn points based on their feature appearances and heat and feature finishes, with bonuses awarded for passing inspection and getting a stick on the first try. The season will end with a points banquet where Bo Lockwood Motorsports will crown the deadliest warrior. That driver will then have his selection of one of the 10 prizes from the Reckless Warrior partner. For more details on the 2015 Reckless Warriors Tour, visit their Facebook page and check out blmotorsports.net.
And we are back. We've got Sam Williams on the hotline right now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey. Hello, Sam. So you kind of tipped your hand that you had something big to break, and I was assuming that you were talking a little bit about something to do with Blizzard Bash, and you hit me with a curveball with the news about planning for 2016 already, Sam. I mean, if you want to go ahead and pull the lid off this thing, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Josh Decker on an awesome show, man.
Thank you.
Podcast was awesome. I got to stay up with you guys all night and watch that show. So congratulations, Josh and Chris and everybody out there did a heck of a job on that show. So it's fun to watch.
Thanks, Sam.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate
That's a lot different than your style builds, huh? Stuff was bending a lot faster.
It's a lot different, but I'm telling you what, man, that track is, you know, when they said at first, you know, when you showed the track, it was a lot long and narrow, and, you know, and Chris kept saying, trust me, it's self-cleaning. It was crazy. Everything just got pushed, and this became a raceway through there.
Yeah.
There was some awesome hits. It was fun to watch.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You bet. A lot of work.
Yes, it was.
It was a ton of fun. Tons of people loved it.
We've been chatting with the Kansas Expo Center, and they've had some changes down there. And so we've been trying to push them to let us do a second show down there for the last few years, and they're just scheduled. Just didn't provide any opportunity for it, and so they called us a couple weeks ago and they said, hey, we've had some things change down here, would you be interested? And so we started putting some numbers together. So what we're going to do, it's up in the air kind of right now a little bit on which weekend it's going to be. We were looking at the April 21st 22nd weekend. It may end up being the April 28th 29th weekend, but either way, it's going to be one of those two different weekends. We're just trying to play the game with the hotel and everything there. I have the city of Topeka working on this, three hotels working on it, all three buildings at the Expo Center. So we're trying to put, you know, the same type of deal together that we do for Blizzard Bash. And it's going to be the main event will be a 200-car mod show, just like our team show is. We currently have on our team side, we have on Blizzard Bash, we have 128 cars registered on the teams. And roughly just under 40 of the 80s in the deal. So what we're going to do is basically we're going to combine all those for a spring show and make a modified show that is going to pay $30,000 to win, $8,000 for second, $4,000 for third, $2,000 for fourth, $1,000 for fifth, $600 for sixth, and there'll be 30 cars out of the 200 in the feature. Everyone who makes a feature will leave with at least $300.
Holy shit.
Wow.
You get $300 just for making the feature.
Holy
so
shit. What's the payout?
We're gonna
What's the total payout of that? That's amazing.
$500,000.
Holy shit. $50,000 for that class.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Oh my God, Sam.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's impressive.
So what we're gonna do is anybody who's registered for Blizzard Bash this year will be able to register August 1st. Anybody who's not registered for Blizzard Bash this year will be able to register on October 1st. So, again, it's, you know, there with as many mod drivers as we have for Blizzard Bash, there's really no way it can fill. I don't even have that many. I don't have 200 spots even open in the class for Blizzard Bash. But we have our Blizzard Bash Advisory Board, and those are, for anybody who don't know what that is, that's all of our teams on the national side. They pretty well help me put together everything anymore. They wrote our rules. They do a lot. I chat with those guys all the time, and they helped put together the prize money. They helped put together everything on this. So So I want to thank those drivers a lot. And but yeah, they're everybody's excited about it. So it's I know it's right in the middle of Derby season. That will not necessarily be the dates for 2017. It's just the dates, the only dates that were open for 2016. So I'm not trying to offend any of the promoters, but like I said, you know, you try to put three major buildings together that all have separate events plus hotels. It's quite the feat to get everybody to work together. So those are the two weekends at work. So
April 2016, Ultimate Derby coming out with a standalone modified show, 250 bucks to enter, 200 car limit for the modified division, 30,000 for first place. Unbelievable. Jesus. Purse. 30,000 to win. And then if I'm remembering the payout correctly, it was 8,000 for second, 4,000 for third. Still got 2,000 sitting out there for fourth, 1,000 for fifth, 500 for sixth, and then 7th through 29th is 300 bucks. And
7th through 29th is $300.
Yeah.
Everybody makes 300 bucks. I want them to make at least 50 bucks over their entry fee for just making the feature. Because, I mean, how the format's going to – it's going to be insane to try to make the feature. We're going to have 20 heats of 10. And only the winner advances. And then that'll leave us with 180 cars going to the Conti. We'll run nine Contis of 20. Again, only the winner advances. That'll give me 29 cars in the feature. The 30th car will come from my youth 16 to 21 year old class. There will only be 20 cars allowed in that class. They have to prove with an ID that they're 16 to 21. The winner of that not only gets their prize money, but they go straight into the feature with the big cars running for $30,000.
Wow.
That's awesome. There'll be a kid out there that's running for $30,000 right with the big guy. So.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I could retire on that.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I can stop working. Man, that's you so don't much know. Money. Shut up. That's so much
money. It's 100% guaranteed. I mean, if we get 100 cars the first year, then we get 100 cars. The money is 100% guaranteed.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Hey, Sam, I know it's a little way off, but I know some guys that are pretty good on podcasts and stuff like that. You may we could really get this thing public and get 15,000 or 20,000 people watching on computer too. I mean, no, just getting out there, buddy, help with some loose ends.
I can tell you this much. If you think I'd do an arena show without you guys, you're crazy.
That's what I like to hear.
if I do an arena show, there's nobody else in the world that I'd have sitting in that podcast booth. You guys helped me build Blizzard Bash and just do a phenomenal job of keeping not only the drivers informed 12 months out of the year, but, you know, you at the show, you know, Brandon Tyson said it best, you know, the podcast the other night. I mean, it's like a NASCAR podcast. It just comes natural for Chris and his team and Josh and all you guys just do fantastic. And just the commentary that comes with these events is great. So, yeah, I would never – Chris was one of my first phone calls. And I said, Chris, what do you think of this, man? I got to know if you're in or not because I won't do it without you.
That's what I like to hear.
No, it's
we'll look for time off in April.
100% there. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible.
$30,000, 200 Blizzard Bash caliber cars.
Yeah. Is there a,
all
is
by
there
themselves.
A payout higher than that ever?
No, I don't. Can't be.
Sam, is that the highest payout ever?
Yeah, that's that. Well, yeah, Dent a long, long time ago. I think he did 20 or 25,000 in a different format. He kind of did four events. And Demolition Derby is one of them. One of the last events they did, it was a high payout. Obviously, Tori's doing his 20,000 this year. But yeah, 30 and the 30,000 is great. But it just does. I mean, it doesn't drop off that fast.
No, that's a great payout.
A lot of guys put a big carrot out there for the first, and then it drops off so drastically. You know, I know it drops off 22,000, but still 8,000 is as much as you know. That's
so
more
much
than. I mean, that's more than the Blizzard Bash winners are making this year in the national team site.
Yeah, right.
More, I mean, 8,000 is more than those guys are making. So,
wow.
You know, the teams is so tough for the fact that, you know, we pay 20,000 to win teams this year, and, you know, it's only 5,000 bucks a guy. So, afraid about doing a standalone derby. If you throw 30 grand out there, you know, the only thing that winner has to be worried about is don't forget about tax season because it will come around. So.
But you've got from November until April to build one car, where some of these guys are starting in, I don't know, October 10th to build their Blizzard Bash team cars all four. So you've got an opportunity where you've got a ton of time to get your car together. It's going to be essentially the same rules. And you've got this advisory committee that's been involved with this conversation since last November to get these rules streamlined to the direction that you guys want them to go. I am thrilled for this.
Can you imagine the drivers that are going to be there? I mean, every big name in the states pretty much is going to have to be there. 30 grand. How can you not take a chance?
Look where Dumb Luck's going.
No. Given with 30 not even grand. That. Not even that. I don't disagree. But don't look just at first. Look at the numbers between third.
I agree. But I mean, you know, the
totally
biggest,
justify going.
Yeah, absolutely. The big names are obviously going to be, you know, they're planning on taking a 30 grand, but everybody's going to get a big payout. But I mean, think of the guys in Ohio that run, that build Fords. I mean, how could those guys? I mean,
you're going to see every big name out there. Dan Bolton.
And Cordova.
Josh was building your car.
Yeah, right. I can't repeat. I mean, I don't even want to get into that ring. Holy cow.
All it takes is money.
One thing that we're going to throw out there, too, is everybody said, you know, well, how are you going to keep them from just driving around in the feature? In the feature, there'll be a $5,000 Mad Dog.
Oh.
You didn't tell me that part the other day.
$5,000 Mad Dog.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
The winner, you know, the winner could take home $35,000 if they wanted to.
Oh,
if they wanted to.
These cars will be built just like the team cars. They'll have, you know, their 8 plates on them. They have to be all fresh coming in. But after that first heat, you know these things are going to get plated up hard. And, I mean, we've seen the Blizzard Bash. I see Blizzard Bash cars all summer long that did well. I mean, some of the cars that were in the finals last year, I'll see those. I mean, the same car that was in the finals won Ottawa team show. It's crazy. These cars are super hard. They can drive them super hard, and they can do it all weekend. They don't have to let off the foot beat, and that's the one thing we won't. Blizzard Bash is not a sandbagging show,
and neither will
April be. And that's not a shot at anybody at all. That's just 100%. I'm gonna tell them, hey guys, if you want to take the chance of driving in circles, there's a good chance I'm gonna come out and break your stick, and you're coming back to a Conti at 20. What do you want to do?
If you don't get caught, because that track is notorious for exposing guys that want to tiptoe. You don't get the chance to. I mean, granted, those heats are going to be full, so it might be slightly easier to hide. But, man, they'll just start going end to end. I mean, those berms.
Heats of 10? I mean, that's awesome.
Ten cars is not very many on the track.
No. You're junking stuff.
Our team heats.
Oh, I had that backwards.
That's why we want to keep it super small.
I thought you said there's 20 cars out there.
We're going to rock through 20 heats.
Yeah, I had a flip.
That's our 29th. Saturday morning will be a long. We're only doing this in 2 days, too. That's the cool thing. I'm not stretching this thing out 3, 4, 5 days. So we're only doing it in 2 days.
2 days, 200 cars.
Friday night, we'll slam Friday night. And Saturday morning will be a long show. That'll be all 9 of the Contis. And then Saturday will be 2 or 3 fillers with the guys coming back to the finals. So we'll have everybody who can come in. I mean, come in to watch the show. You'll come in Friday. You'll be out of there Sunday. I mean, Saturday night, the show's over. Go home, you're only missing. You may not even have to miss any work if you live close.
Out of 200 cars and a planned 29 qualifying heats, because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the field is going to fill.
Yeah.
Each driver is only going to have 2 opportunities to qualify for the feature.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Do work.
And they have to win their heat or win their Conti to get in. And again, still that's 30 cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to have 29 features leading up to a $3,000 feature. $30,000 feature.
Holy
wow. I mean, and imagine the teammates that are going to have to run against. They're going to have to
against
each other.
What happens when Chad Rose has to go nose-to-nose with Mike Brown?
Right.
Yeah. Mike Brown's going to tell him to buckle up.
Yeah. when Bobby Brockway and Bobby Whitaker got to square off the rundown to see who's going to
advance. They've done that before. That's been done.
Think about it. Who wants to bet that?
Pete having to square off.
Yeah.
Who's
going to bet that Pete Hansen isn't retiring now?
Pete's going to say he's going to beat him.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know what? Also, if you get some guys that are working together, 10 cars, if you get 3 guys that are together, that's some good numbers. I mean, all of a sudden.
But which one of those?
No, I understand.
Which one of those 3?
I understand. Okay, now I like this. Now they got to duke it out.
And it's on.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
But you'd still rather run with 3 friends at the end to see who goes to a feature than 3 out of towners. I mean,
yeah.
It's just when anybody's ever come to any of our hometowns, they're the first ones to go.
But there are 20 heats.
Yeah,
the odds of you getting your friends are kind of on the slim side.
Yes.
But it's going to happen. At some point, it's going to happen. What happens when 3 Postal Mopar cars all end up in heat 7?
Yep.
It's rough for the other.
Well, it's rough for them, but also those Postal Mopar guys, they're not going to be light on each other.
No.
If anybody knows anything about us, it'll be 100% a random draw. We'll do it right in front of everybody. We'll do it on your guys' pre-show.
I was just going to say, we should probably do
telecast right through you guys. And so it'll be, I mean, that's what the Thursday night, we'll have a big pit party again. We'll, you know, bring in all the pieces of the food, all that kind of stuff. And then we'll draw heats right there. And so, I mean, all the heats will be drawn right in front of everybody. So there's, you know, it's whoever you draw. And that's the great thing is, you know, you may be friends going in, but $30,000 says that you're probably going to have to hit each other at some point.
I
like that.
They don't want the $10.99.
I like that.
That's how, man. Rick Clark just sent me a text, and he said that in either 2000 or 2001 in Alberta, there was a 50,000.
When we had Impact Motorsports, we had Bruce Johnson on here. He talked about in Canada they had a 50,000 to win show that was somewhere in there. And
how many cars showed up?
I don't know.
250 or 200.
I believe they had over 200 cars.
Wow.
But the exchange rate, it was like $38,000 or $39,000 US.
Wow.
Remember, right? We were going to go up and run it. I mean, it was a wagon fest.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, it was awesome. It was just outside of Calgary. I believe it was just outside of Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah, that's what Rick said. It was in awesome Alberta.
Show.
That's awesome.
There was some old video on that.
Yeah, I think I've seen
that. Was that the indoor show?
No,
what ended up being?
Show because the guy was saying he was starting to lose his number 7 cylinder, so he's going to have to get it over quick, and he rolled 3 different people in that heat.
That's the way to finish it.
Yeah.
And that my friend in Topeka would be worth an extra $5,000, by the way.
Right.
So that was a little wagon.
That was awesome.
I know the show he's talking about in Canada.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't want to go out and say it because I was thinking of the one that was in. I think it's there was another big show out there in the Saddle Dome. But I don't think it was the Saddle Dome yet, out there where the Calgary Flames play. But I'm having trouble remembering it because we talked to too many Canadians and we get all these details, and I can't Rain Man 2 countries.
No, 50
states, but two countries is tough, buddy.
But I'm excited, awesome. Sam. I think this is awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for all your support, guys. Well, like I said, we'll be getting all the details out on the Ultimate Derby Facebook page and everything. Obviously, I'll kind of Chris on everything that we put out flyer-wise and all that kind of stuff so that you guys can have all the information. But, it's 100% a go. They're just, honestly, it's the arena working with the Visit Topeka, basically the Visitors Bureau and the hotels to figure out when they can get the most amount of people in hotels closest to the arena. So I'm telling you, the city of Topeka absolutely loves Demolition Derby, and they're going to be treated like royalty. There's been some major things changed in Topeka. In 2016, with this show, we will be the number one influx of money in that community. They're asking, what's it going to take to get your drivers here? And we said, hey, if we don't put up $30,000, nobody's coming. And so they said, well, let's see what we can do. So it's been, UD is putting up 100% of the prize money. We're putting up everything, and they're just helping us where they can to get hotels close. And take care of my drivers. And so everybody's trying to get make this as an easy show as we can. But it's going to be a full production, pay-per-view, everything just like Blizzard Bash. Production value will be 100% the same. So awesome. We have the Expo Hall. I mean, vendors, it's a great time of year for vendors and everything in April. Everybody's buying daytime. So I think it's just going to be a lot of fun. So we got to come up with the name. So if anybody's got a cool name out there, let us know. You can send it to us. Send it to Chris. He'll get it to me. We've been working tirelessly on the details. And I really appreciate you guys letting us announce it on here. And, you know, you guys taking it to the world. So we appreciate it.
And, Sam, if we know for sure what the driver's list is going into that by, let's say, April 1st, if we have that field full, I'm inclined to give a run at the first attempt at a open event fantasy league out there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What do you think? I think we should probably pull 100%. I think we should pull the trigger on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And that fantasy league is it's already coming together. We're already getting the background put together for the Blizzard Bash Fantasy League. Way ahead of it this time.
It's not going to be a last-minute deal, huh?
Way earlier.
Joker isn't going to call you the day before and say, hey, what do you think of this?
Yeah, way earlier. We already have all the parts and pieces in place. We're just waiting to finalize all the team names and stuff, and that list should probably be posted. I think we're going to go. What did we talk about, Sam? I think we were talking about doing it beginning of September.
Yeah, yep, and again, we're about 3 qualifying teams short right now on the qualifying show for Blizzard Bash, but everything's filling up nice, and so, I mean, that qualifying show is one of the best paying team shows in the country right now, and it's, you know, it obviously qualifies you for the national team show. And again, our goal, I can't set it in stone yet, but our goal for the Blizzard Bash team show next year is $40,000 to win that national team show.
That's awesome.
And so
that's
it's impressive. You know, we're doing everything we can to help the sport, and, you know, take this, I mean, our whole slogan is taking, you know, the sport of demolition derby to a whole nother level. And that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, teaming up with people like you guys has made it a lot easier. So
the Fantasy League,
whatever
actually,
we can on our side.
The Fantasy League for Blizzard Bash has been changed because there is so much team going on between the national bracket and the qualifying bracket. The Fantasy League teams for the fans are going to be 4 national championship team drivers and 2 qualifying team drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Helping score points. And then all those filler questions are going to be far less complicated. You just need to pick winners in the other divisions, and we'll go with the tiebreakers
that way.
That's
cool.
But, Sam, man, awesome. Awesome work. I'm looking forward to it.
That should be fun, guys. I appreciate everything. And as we get details put together here, all the details will be put together in the next week. Anybody knows me, I'm 100% focused on this thing, and I'll get her done. So we're just waiting for a couple phone calls back to find out which weekend it's going to be. But it'll be one of those 2 weekends, either the 3rd or 4th weekend of April. That's set in stone at this point. Prize money set in stone. We're working on other classes. The one I will guarantee is that youth class. And that will not only pay its own prize money, but qualify winner of that. And we will also have a raffle car for that finals as well. So
cool.
We come out of the stands and win $30,000, because I promise you our raffle car will be built to win.
And it's fresh.
Yes. That's crazy.
And you're fresh.
And it's fresh.
Yeah, and you're fresh. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man, I need to win that. Can you imagine?
Yeah, can you imagine? Every car out there would be after you because you're in the fresh car.
That's true.
There is a drugstore down the street.
Yeah.
We'll pick you up
somewhere. I know.
The cool thing is it's old and new combined. So with the rules, it's just like the teams. You pick if you want to run old or new. It doesn't matter to us.
Perfect.
And you can almost
the rules are 100%. And you can ask. Out of my 128 team drivers, you can ask them all, and you're probably going to get 64 one way and 64 the other this year. That says, you know, they've helped and hurt both cars. And so it's, I think the years of being off board, I think those have changed a little bit. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see the team cars. And, you know, the one thing that will be different from Blizzard Bash to this April show is the Blizzard Bash, we are letting only the national team side, we're going to let them throw hump plates on. And so that's gonna change the old iron big time in some of those cars. So
big time.
It's gonna be we're throwing a lot of wrinkles big and time. Stuff. So we're just gonna try to make it bigger and better every year. And
Jesus, Sam,
those guys are gonna be off the hook. Some of the stuff we got going for that is just absolutely insane. So it's stuff that we've never done and didn't know if we could even pull off. But it's all coming together really nice. So
everybody's gonna show. It's awesome that you're always pushing it to the next level. You've been ahead of the game for a while. It's really
and,
cool.
And basically, row 16, up to row 16, is going to have to be roped off at this point.
Yeah.
Because cars are going to be landing.
Open the door.
He's just going to have the concrete trucks rolling to make berms.
Yeah, I have to have some harder berms. That's crazy. That's awesome.
It's going to be exciting. Awesome. Yep. Sam, man, I appreciate you coming on and breaking the news on here. And like I said, man, it's going to be a ton of fun here. Looking forward to November, too. Blizzard Bash, not to be overshadowed. Blizzard Bash coming up in November.
Yeah, Blizzard Bash will always be our just absolute premier show, and I think the April show is going to be—it's going to be just as good. It's just going to be different. We're going to take a whole different approach at it. So we want them to be their own shows. That's why we're not running teams in April. It's just going to be completely its own thing, and how we promote it and name it and everything. So it's hopefully just going to take its own life on, and they'll be 6 months apart and just completely different derbies.
Awesome!
Wow, see you there.
Well, we'll be in touch here as things develop.
That's cool.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for all your help.
Thanks, Sam. We'll see you later. There goes Sam Williams announcing the 30,000 to win spring show indoors in Topeka coming up in 2016 next April. 30,000 to win. Remarkable payout. $300 just for starting the 30-car feature. Remarkable stuff. I'm excited for it, and it was nice of him to take the opportunity to break that thing.
You finish
here
a derby
tonight,
and someone hands you a $30,000 check.
Plus a $10.99.
Well, okay, bet. I'll take that.
But,
I'm taking a week off of work.
Brett does have a couple final thoughts that he wanted to share on Kings of Old School, and we'll be back right after this.
Demo Derby Masters offers a wide array of stocked derby parts and accessories that have all been derby tested. Demo Derby Masters also offers custom fabrication, meaning your homespun garage idea can become a finely produced reality. Their team of engineers and demo derby drivers have designed, manufactured, and derby tested all parts to ensure quality and durability, even under the most extreme conditions.
DemoDerbyMasters.com also carries a full line of helmets, fire suits, gloves, and belts, and Kaiser's own branded oils and food. Parts are manufactured, housed, and shipped out of their 140,000 square foot facility located in Coopersville, Michigan. Order online at DemoDerbyMasters.com or contact them by phone at 800-472-2464 or email info@DemoDerbyMasters.com.
And we're back. I know Brett. At first, FingerLakes1.tv has a brand new website, so everything is going to be transitioning over to FingerLakes1.tv. You're going to be able to go there. It's going to be much easier to use on your mobile devices. It's going to be a whole lot easier to find the shows. Everything is paginated. It's just pull-down menus, and everything is in the same place. So you can find 31st Lap. You can find the weekly shows, the golf podcast, all the FingerLakes1.tv content now online, FingerLakes1.tv. To find us directly, it's FingerLakes1.tv/The Crash Course. Now, I know Brett, when we were talking before the show, he had a bunch of things that he wanted to hit on here in terms of some of your final notes here from Kings of Old School here from over the weekend.
Well,
first off, we can't forget Scott Wallace with his trailer. That was awesome. How cool was that, having that thing on the front stretch?
There's no doubt. I mean, it really makes it respectful when there was eight promoters there.
Oh, yeah.
And they all tipped their hat and said, you know, Brett, awesome job, and everybody. But, of course, there's a lot of people behind the scenes. There's our wives. I mean, there's friends. There's family. There's the inspector.
There's so many volunteers.
Everybody worked extremely, extremely hard. It's not Brett. It's not Josh.
Agreed.
It's everybody, and it makes you feel good when other promoters have done it for several time, and they say, you know, good job, and that was our first run. I mean, I have a few derbies under my belt, and I've been in a few states, and I've seen the good, the bad, the indifferent, and we wanted to do things off the wall that we haven't seen done to see if it would work. Example, you know, we straightened out 40 cars for guys, you know, free of charge. Guys are like, man, that's awesome. Try tipping the workers. I said, don't accept it. I said, you do it for free. You do them a good job and do the best you can. And guys were like, man, that's awesome. The simple things, water, giving the drivers water, they were totally.
That was awesome after the heat.
And it just it made it feel, yep, that extra effort may have made it worth it, even though it put a lot on our plate. Again, I can't stress enough, Chris, I know you're pushed for time. I want to express how thankful I am for the podcast. What a great job. How thankful I am for all the inspectors. I mean, Jesse, Sam, they drove for 20 hours. I mean, come on. You know,
23.
To Whitney Point to support us, it was just hands down.
It's very nice.
Awesome. How many Canadians come down? Just awful.
Half the country.
Yeah, there was a lot.
We're September 19th. We're doing the team show. It's going to be 12-team limit. We've already got 4 teams entered. 2 for compact, 2 for V8. I'll put out the team sayings, team whatever, but I ain't putting out names. I'm not putting out where they're from. So 12-car team limit, 3,000 to win, 1,200 for second, 900 for third. When it's full, it's full. It's a team derby. We're going to do team derby compact, same purse, 3,000, 1,200, 900. It's going to be $150 a man, which is going to be $450 a team. First come, first serve. It's a 36-car limit. We're going to run them 3-on-3, heads up. Winning team goes to the feature, and then we'll run a consi, and then everybody runs against each other, but as a team in the feature. Very, very, very excited. I mean, I cannot get over the amount of people. Plus, I mean, I'm here at the podcast, and I had 3 different people. Where do I pay? When do I pay?
I had to tell people to give us a break. Just give us a day.
just one day. I want people to understand they are the utmost priority and importance to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's off the wall. We got to take care of them. But, man, I can't even think straight. But there's going to be a couple changes, mainly with the compacts. But, you know, the driver's door, we're going to allow them just to weld them. We don't want doors coming open. Just the driver's doors will be allowed to weld. That'll be in the rules. The compacts, there will be no wheelbase. It must be a compact. It must be a K-frame or a cradle car, you know, a compact front-wheel drive. If it's a six-cylinder, it has to be front-wheel drive. If it's a rear-wheel drive, it has to be a four-cylinder. So you can run, you know, your Dodge Intrepids, six-cylinders, front-wheel drives. You can run your any four-cylinder Honda Accords, all of that. The wheelbase, I mean, let's face it. You know, you get a Pontiac Grand Prix that's 110-inch wheelbase. Aluminum is going to run it over anyways. I mean, you know what I mean? So there's pros and there's cons, and instead of, you know, people getting discouraged and that, it's first come, first serve, and when it's over, it's over.
These are going to fill the
mold. Oh, they'll fill hands down. It's going to fill.
And I'm
going to
tell
you,
3-on-3 on that track.
Oh, it's awesome.
People are going to be saying now it's too big. Last week it was too small. This week it'll be too big.
It'll be happening.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, the crowd and a couple things we got on our mind, how we're going to deal with it.
Brett has some awesome ideas.
Will be on their feet.
Brett
has got
some. Yes, it's going to be incredible. And our area needed a team show. A lot of guys probably have never even watched one live, and this one is going to be incredible.
Real quick, Aaron Kasaya, Goodrich Auto Works, again, busted his rear, sponsored. Pete Hansen, I mean, he brought his skid loader. I had so many compliments. That guy with the skid loader was very smooth and fast and helped
clean
the track.
Yeah, he's good with it.
And I'm not 100%, but I think he rented it just for that. And I says, Pete, man, what do I owe you? He says, Brad, you owe me nothing. He says, you know, that ain't the way it works as friends. No, I have to send him some. I mean, Pete don't need the money. But just the appreciation, just as a matter of fact, that night a guy come up to me and I ended up buying a GM wagon. And I says, Pete happened to be standing there. I had like $30 in my pocket. I says, Pete, I need some cash. He whipped it out, broke it, took his $1,000 wrapper off, and paid the bill for me. I'm like, oh great, now I owe him for this wagon. I still haven't even paid him. And I
thought you were retiring from driving.
I am. I got 40 cars now.
Yeah, he's a stock man. Hey, can we touch on something that you didn't? We still have two other classes. We're going to have Team Compacts, Team Old School. Same rules, except for the two changes Brett said. The only other thing is we'll still have our junk run. The trucks were awesome to watch. They were a lot of fun. Most of them still run. So we will still have a junk run, 20 truck limit, 20 vehicle limit. And then we are going to still have our kicker class. It's a one run done.
It's not 80 and newer now.
Yes, throw the twist in here.
It's not 80 and newer. So these guys, you know, Chad Winnie likes his Imperials.
Bring it.
It's going to be a kicker class. Imperials, Vicks, 08s. These guys with Imperials say Imperials are better than Vicks.
Here's our chance. Guys
say Imperials. I'm paying the money. It's on the table. It's guaranteed.
20 car limit.
With the same rules.
Same rules. Ben, don't do that. You're the inspector.
Ben, what? You can run any old iron, and you can run Imperials. We're opening that class up to everything.
And not only Imperials. You can run, you can run
a shocker.
Push your front end back down if you wrecked it wherever, and put some kickers in and go have a good time, win some good money.
That was our thought.
But that also is going to be a one-run 20-car limit.
Yes.
When it's sold out, it's sold out. So there might be people that pay ahead or might not be. It is what it is. When it's full, it's full.
And it'll pretty much be the same day. I think the day will go a little bit quicker. The heats will be a little bit faster. 3-on-3 is going to be it's going to be Blizzard Bash style, I think, in the fact that you're going to have some teams win in 30 seconds, and other teams are going to go 6 minutes. And it's going to be that kind of game. It's what your draw. And we've heard, Brett and I have heard some of the cars coming with the teams that are coming.
6 minutes is a slow heat.
It's going to be, I'm telling you, the names that are coming, it's like people are going to be like, yes. You know, like, I want to see them guys together.
It's going to be wild. But Scott Wallace, I appreciate it very much. I mean, don't get me wrong. We built that trailer from a three-car trailer, and he did 90% of the work, and I think he did it the hottest part of the year. I think it was 100. I think I found excuses to go find something to do so I didn't have to work on it. But he let us use the trailer. Much appreciated. It saved the guys from getting dirty on their backs, et cetera. The women and people that helped us clean up, for these promoters that have to clean the tracks, I mean – hands down, there has to be a better solution than what we did, because you got to find somebody. Because my wife, the girls, my secretary, I'm not even lying. They were out at 7 in the morning. They picked up, I got a phone call here when I was here, and the first load of garbage a buddy of mine took, 1,900 pounds from under the bleachers. The girls all bagged that up. Yeah. I mean, hands down, yeah. There has to be a thank you for that. And I guess that's it. Hopefully it fills up, and hopefully.
Can I jump on that real quick? We will take some vendors. Vendor area was awesome. Mad Mike sold out all of his stuff. I know everyone
that's
was
awesome.
Just selling and that's selling great. And selling shirts. We sold out of our shirts by 10 in the morning. It was just weird. The vendors, our area loved them. And we will like vendors again at our 19th show. So anybody that wants to come up and vend, we'd love to have you. As far as food vendors, too, we need more food vendors. We have a bunch of food vendors, but we need more.
There's definitely, hands down, things that we have to learn from. But I'm here to promise you that we're going to do our best to make it above and beyond. If we can prove ourselves this first time out, it's only going to get better. We're only going to take care of the drivers better. There's only going to be more things for the drivers. I mean, we ran out of food. We went and bought, I sent a guy over and bought 3 dozen cheeseburgers at McDonald's. And just start handing them out. I mean,
that's what I got to tell. I mean, on my side, as a worker and inspector, part of the inspection crew, these guys, every time you turn it around, it's like, I don't know if Brett and Josh are trying to fat me up or whatever, but every time you turn it around, it's like, man, you got to eat something. Guys, you got to eat something.
Oh, guys, you were working so hard.
Out and everything else. And it's like, literally, Katie basically made me eat.
And it was we were all the same way.
This is what these guys are doing. I mean, they're taking care of everybody. They take care of their staff. They take care of their inspectors. It's just...
Much apologize. Real quick, awesome. Chris, I'm going to let you fly. Anybody that did not get their shirts, I mean, I had to call Gully up, Jeremy Gully. I'm like, man, you got $500 cash here. You didn't. Oh, I didn't know I had money. You know what I mean? I had to call Derek Wagger up. Derek, you didn't collect your money. What? I got money. And we have probably 50 plaques. Anybody that made the feature, I have a plaque for you. We're going to send out.
Correct.
We're going to send out the plaques. Anybody that made the feature, we're going to send you a DVD of that derby for free.
Just message me. If you didn't get one, just message me. We'll get them out.
Chris is going to be in charge of our shirts. He's going to set up a link here in the next couple days probably. And it'll be a simple... click of the button and pay for it, and he'll get it sent out, what, within a week or so, Chris? 7 days? It's 10 days?
That's what I was trying to talk with Terry about before you did this. On
Well, it is what it is. Just, you know, whatever it is.
We got a backlog of stuff right now that's trying to get out. So, I'll talk to you. It's fine. It's not going to
be.
It's not going to be 3 months or anything like that. I just
2.5.
No matter how you look at it, if somebody wants shirts, get a hold of me, and I'll have shirts at a very fast pace.
Yep. We're probably going to end up doing the same thing with the Kings of Old School shirts right now that we're doing with the Mike Smith shirts, because Mike Smith sold out of his shirts as well. So what we did is we posted a link on there, and you know, for 2 weeks, collect all the orders, make a false inventory so that it'll track it. It'll be easy to figure out how many of what we need. And then from there, it's going to move into the production stage. It'll take probably 10 days after that, so I'm thinking probably ballpark within 21 days you'll have those things out. But we want to give everybody a chance to order them. I mean, we could easily cap it. You got 3 days, but if everybody wants them the way that they say that they want them, we got to put it out there and give it some time.
Just real quick, I wanted to thank some guys also. We pulled in, and we ended up driving to the other end of the fairgrounds, and I saw Ron McClung and his son Brian there. Mm-hmm. So we parked next to them, and Ryan, Brian, and Rick Clark were gold, man. Anything I needed, let me know. Any help you need, they were great all day with me. I really have to thank those guys. Got some, you know, a little bit of help from them, and they were if I was doing anything, they were asking me if I needed a hand. Really appreciate that. I also want to thank Chris Marquardt on air, because he helped to show the world what New York Derby was about.
Damn right, I wanted to say. You're goddamn right.
New York never, in my humble opinion, didn't. I don't think we had the best. People didn't have the best opinion of us, you know, like building, driving, whatever. But I think we went a long ways to show there's some good stuff right here in New York.
They all and, thought we were behind the times, but we showed that we make up for it in how we run.
And it never would happen. I mean, we wouldn't be able to. Chris Marquardt gave us the form to do that. So everybody in New York owes Chris Marquardt for that.
Chris. Yes, yeah. We do.
No, that's true.
Chris,
that's true.
All of us have been waiting our whole life to show the rest of the country. I have. I wanted, and I was so proud that so many badass names got to get their names out there. The whole country met some of the most badass SOBs that I've been watching forever, and I'm proud of that. And you made that happen. And take that, because you helped out so many drivers up here. We will not forget it. Seriously, that's
I was just
my
happy.
Heart.
I was just happy to be there and be part of it when Jesse Howe got on the internet.
Really,
Jesse
he
was on?
You?
No, he didn't come on.
Oh, just viewing. Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah,
but Butch Cisco was.
Yeah, that's
67
awesome.
67 years old, 43 years of running demolition derbies, 40 straight years.
He
running
was. Them. I wanted to meet him so
awesome.
Bad, and
I mean,
didn't
Jesse,
get a chance
Jesse,
to.
Jesse,
what put him out? You know. Don't know. I don't know either.
I don't even remember.
Can I touch on one last thing? Because I know where we're trying to go. We did E2 Sliders donated a raffle to my friend that is struggling with cancer. And he was there. He got to watch his mom.
Yeah, I saw him.
We raised $1,400.
That's awesome.
We raised $1,400 for this guy's three kids. And I just want to say, Derby community, thank you. It brought a tear to me and my girlfriend because we kind of worked hard on that. And E2 Sliders just donated that and he didn't ask for nothing back. He just gave it. And
Elvis is a great guy.
It was a huge thing.
And one last thing on a sort of sad note, our buddy Daniel Ort out in Iowa, grandmother passed away very, very unexpectedly. I saw some stuff on today, and Daniel and I texted back a little bit. But we all, as a crew, want to send you condolences, man, and hope.
We love you, buddy.
Yeah, hope things, hope you get feeling better soon, buddy.
Thank you, Nevia. Also, had a ball with Brandon Tyson coming on the show and helping out.
Cool. How great was that? Dude, it was so cool. When all of a sudden I walk up and I see, he's 7 foot. It's like, what are you doing here? You see him at first, then you double take. He's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm in a car. And I'm like, what? Yeah. You got a car, too? Yep. And how we got to say thank you to Jake Sherman for throwing him in a car.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Gully threw Wagner in a car.
Yep.
I mean, Wagner was getting nailed out there, but it was awesome to see these guys from different states and other Derby guys help different guys just get out here to run, and that was very cool for all of us to stick together. So thank you.
It was awesome.
Guys.
I know we've missed a ton of people through the course of the night. Todd Height, he came on the show with us for a little while. If he hadn't lost a tire early in that Ford van heat, he was going to roll somebody over. He was trying so hard to kick that.
I promise you, I will not let my foot off the gas. I'm like, no, you can't. He's like, no, I will not. I will not do it.
Yeah,
like,
he said that he will be the heavy hitter of the event.
Yeah, he did say that to me.
And then sure enough, the tire gets popped like 2 seconds, and I'm like, he was heartbroken. But he's going to run that thing again, I think. Yeah. And boy, that thing fought back, so it was good to see him have a good run. There's so much stuff that was going on. And now we turn our attention here. In 2 weeks, we're going to be out with Kings of Destruction in Utah. And after that, the Northeast is back in the limelight with probably one of the biggest shows in the country as it's beginning to grow and grow and grow and grow. Keystone Nationals is right around the corner. I cannot wait to get down there for that. Bo Lockwood will be talking with Bo and some of their drivers next week as again, we move towards that. And it's going to be in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. A ton of fun. Looking forward to that one. But for now, that's all we've got for you. Thanks a lot to everybody who supported the live show, Kings of Old School. Thanks a lot for Sam for coming on the show tonight. And again, Utah in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Keystone Nationals. We'll see everybody right back here next week. Appreciate it.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com, the 2015 Basher Cash and Smash It Demolition Derby, Bo Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone Nationals. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc.